Police wanted to ensure went perfectly smoothly.
Radio Caroline, the veteran pirate radio station of the 1960s and a forerunner of commercial radio, will be back on the air at the end of this week. Its first broadcast was round-the-clock pop music from a ship off the Essex coast that later sank. But after a three-year absence, the station is back at its old anchorage.
The journey out to the new Radio Caroline takes you right past the old Radio Caroline, or what's left of it anyway. The last pirate radio ship sank into silence in 1980. But for the station's founder, the Irish rock entrepreneur Ronan O'Reilly, that last broadcast was simply the spur to start all over again.
Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship.
Today, Ronan O'Reilly is back in business. He's got a new, highly stable ship moored off the East Coast, and he's got the tallest transmitting mast ever built on a floating vessel. With the transmitter pumping out rock music at 50,000 watts, Caroline's signal is likely to be crystal clear. But with radio audiences dropping, and with competition from commercial radio, is there still a market for Caroline?
Well, I think we can have an enormous audience, and if you have an enormous audience, there's an enormous number of international advertisers who are very enthusiastic about using us.
Ronan O'Reilly says that broadcasting like this is all perfectly legal. The Department of Trade disagrees, but there's little they can do about it. So later this week, the lady returns. John Underwood, ITN, in international waters.
And you can see more of that on the 7 o'clock news on Channel 4. Now, cricket.